Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 25, Johannesburg in Rustenburg 24.
Bedford View, we had a crash on the N12 R24 West before Galulis and Pretoria. N1 North, we had a crash near their N4 Emalahleni exit. We've got a bit of residual traffic in both areas.
Die minister van elektrisiteit, Gonsiens Ramagopa, het die stad van Johannesburg en Eskom aangemoedig om sy skuldprobleme buiten die hof op te los. Die twee stampkoppe oor 4,9 miljard rand se skuld aan Eskom, wat gelei het daartoe dat Eskom die hof genader het. Ramagopa sê 'n oplossing moet deur onderhandelinge gekry word en nie 'n hofsaak nie.
It's unfortunate because what it does is to introduce great levels of uncertainty amongst the consumers, both household consumers and also businesses. Even those who had the intentions from a business side of investing in the city, those who wanted to expand capacity utilization, they are likely going to hold back on those investment decisions.
Action is hy in Johannesburg, sê hy het besluit om 'n motie by die raad in te dien om raadslid Kobela Komanda na die etiekkomitee te verwys. Die Johannesburgse burgemeester, Dara Morero, het hom afgedank as 'n burgemeesterskomitee lid vir gemeenskapsontwikkeling. Komanda staar tans beweringe in gesig dat hy in 2011 'n bedrieglike begrafnisskema bedryf het. Action is hy woordvoerder, Komo Mashala, sê Komanda moet ook van sy verantwoordelikhede as raadslid onthef word.
Action SA holds the view that Councillor Gwamanda cannot serve the city with unresolved allegations. We have prima facie evidence that suggests Councillor Gwamanda compromised the city's integrity and reputation. Thus, we call for Councillor Gwamanda to relinquish his PR councillor role or for his party to take action and remove him from council.
Afriforum sê die Gautengse onderwysdepartement se besluit om die verkoop van eetgoed in en om skoolterreine te verbied is veel te drasties. Meer as 400 gevalle van voedselvergiftiging is in die provinsie aangemeld met 23 sterftes, meestal onder kinders. Alana Bailey van Afriforum sê vir sommige kinders is goedgekeurde snoepwinkels op skoolterreine die enigste bron van middagete.
Terselfdertyd versoek ons owerhede om gemagtigde verkopers wat kan bewys dat hulle aan alle voorskrifte beantwoord, toe te laat om die verkoop van voedsel op skoolterreine te hervat. Deur verkope deur gemagtigde verkopers te verbied, word leerders nou juis gedwing om ongekontroleerde verkopers te ondersteun, wat hulle aan groter risiko's blootstel in plaas daarvan om hulle te beskerm.
En die Verenigde Nasies waarsku dat die Parys-ooreenkoms se doelwitte in gevaar is en dat 2024 na verwagting die warmste jaar op rekord sal wees. Dit kom te midde van die klimaatsvergadering in Baku. Die VN se klimaatshoof Simon Steele het die openingsseremonie van die COP29 vergaderings vroeër toegespreek.
No country is immune. So let's dispense with the idea that climate finance is charity. An ambitious new climate finance goal is entirely in the self-interest of every single nation, including the largest and the wealthiest.
Ek is Emil Pienaar, our top story this hour. Minister of Electricity urges Joburg and Eskom to settle debts out of court.
Unless, of course, you've got an untapped legal defense fund, in which case the lawyers would like to say, spend, go ahead.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda.